Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1836, Rehoboth Beach Film Society.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a MR medium density residential district for a private club to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 11,033 square feet more or less, lying at the northwest corner of Painter Lane and Truett Avenue within Truett's Midway Development, which is south of Route 24, west of Route 1, and being known as Lot 42 and part of Lot 43, which is within the Midway, Truett's Midway Development, excuse me. For the benefit of the commission, I passed down copies of the survey for this application showing the existing improvements. On June 1st of 2009, the applicant provided the commission with an exhibit booklet. That booklet contained information about the Film Society, a tax map of the Truett Midway Development depicting the zoning, a tax map of the general area of Midway intersection, aerial photographs, photographs of the lot, the improvements on the lot and the general area, copies of the minutes of the County Council for March 31st of 2009, a letter from Jim Griffin, Esquire, referencing private clubs, and a letter from Fuquay and Urey Professional Association withdrawing the original change of zone for this site, which we heard several months ago. We received comments from some agency, being the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. They advised that the site is located in the West Rehoboth expansion area, that wastewater capacity is not available for the project, that the sewer planning study assumption for the parcel is one EDU reflecting homes on residential parcels in a residential subdivision, that the department has concerns about the proposed use, the use having a potential for increased wastewater flow, that the proposed use is not located on residential land previously identified for non-residential use by the Planning and Zoning Department, that the current system connection charge rate is $4,132 per equivalent dwelling unit, that the location and size of laterals and connection points will be determined by the county engineer, that the parcel is served by 1 6-inch sanitary sewer lateral, that a 6-inch sewer lateral is adequate for a conditional use in the existing structure, that if additions are proposed, a lateral upgrade at the owner's expense could be required, that if the existing structure is removed, it must be properly disconnected, requiring a disconnection permit, disconnection by county licensed plumber, and inspection by the county, and that conformity to the North Coastal Area Planning Study would be required, and that a concept plan is not required. And gentlemen, that's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, so we thank you. Before we get started, is there anyone here with a particular interest in this application? All right then, Mr. Fuquay, you may have the floor.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, just for a bit of a clarification on this, Mr. Lank referenced, there's a letter in the record from Jim Griffin, the county attorney, just confirming an opinion he gave during the prior hearing at county council in March, determining that this does fall under the definition of private club, which gets us to the point where we are here today in this application, just to sort of connect the dots on that a little bit.
All right, Chairman, well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Mr. Chairman, gentlemen, for the record, my name is James Fuquay. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I'm representing the applicant, the Rehoboth Beach Film Society. Seated behind me is Fred Schrank, who's the president of the society, and Sue Early, who's the executive director. And as Mr. Lank stated, there was a small exhibit book that was submitted for the record. This is an application for a conditional use for the administrative offices of a nonprofit private club, the Rehoboth Beach Film Society. And you will recall that we appeared before the Planning and Zoning Commission on March 12th of this year on an application to rezone this same property, B1. And I would just like to incorporate the minutes of that hearing into this record. This conditional use application is for the same use at the same property, but obviously as a conditional use rather than the requested B1 rezoning. Assuming you recall that application, I'll try to just bring you up to date on what happened after we appeared before you.
I think that's a safe and reasonable assumption.
Thank you. The application was presented to the county council on March 31st. At that hearing, the council raised the question whether the Film Society was a private club within the definition of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. And the zoning ordinance defines a private club as basically buildings owned by an association for a social, educational, or recreational purpose, not primarily for profit, and not primarily to render a service customarily looked on as a business. The county council determined that the Film Society was a private club based on the legal opinion of Mr. Griffin, and as Mr. Robertson stated in the record, there is a copy of that letter in the exhibit book that I submitted. Now, the significance of that determination is that the operation of a private club can be permitted as a conditional use, and no rezoning is required. And again, as you'll recall at the Planning and Zoning Commission hearing, and I can represent to you that also at the County Council hearing, the neighbors really had no objection to the Film Society's proposed and existing use of the property. They had no objection to the Film Society being there. They indicated the Film Society was a good neighbor, and they were perfectly happy with them being there, but they were concerned with the rezoning of the property. And particularly with the precedent that a rezoning of the property and that development could set for other lots in the area. Now, the county council's determination that the request could be could proceed as a conditional use was well received, certainly by my clients, and as well as the people who were there with concerns about it. So it was a result that that really was beneficial to everyone. So we're here today requesting basically the same proposed use that we presented to you at that time, but this time as a conditional use. As you'll recall, at that time I was proposing a B1 rezoning with private restrictions placed on the property to limit the use. It was our understanding at the time that a conditional use wasn't possible, so hopefully this is a very viable solution. I do have some proposed conditions, which I'll submit to the hand down to you, very similar to what I presented previously. But again, just for the record, the basically what the conditions state is that the use would be exclusively for the administrative offices of the Rehoboth Beach Film Society or as a single-family residence, that the building will be maintained in the style and appearance of a single-family residence, that one unlit sign not exceeding 8 square feet would be permitted, and that the hours of operation during which the office would be open to the public would be limited to 8 a.m. through 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Gentlemen, unless you have any questions, that's everything we have to present.
Well, we thank you, sir, and we'll find out if anyone has any questions for you. And we'll start with a good friend and colleague, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Try as I might not to have any questions, I do have a couple. Mr. Lank, in terms of this being used as a private club, do we have issues as to the amount of parking that we have available as shown on the site plan?
I haven't compared the site plan to the parking requirements for a private club. Typically it's an office for the private club more than it is a private club where there will be functions. It would be a meeting, maybe a meeting room in there. We'd have to calculate based on probably office space rather than private club.
And having said that, I much prefer not to have a paved parking lot for a yard, but
agreed.
To take away from the nature of the appearance. But I guess that's an issue that has to be addressed at some point.
It would have to be addressed. It would require site plan review by the commission since it is a conditional use.
And then, Mr. Fuqua, my next question would be for you. My question is whether those hours are sufficient, especially given when we have the film festival going on. Will that necessitate longer hours, and so we don't have complaints at register because you're there working until 10 o'clock or whatever?
Yeah, the hours of operation Monday through Friday that I recited really are adequate for any public use, much like I do and probably you do Some staff members will go in the evening to do work, maybe on a weekend, on a Saturday to do work, but there will not be any hours open to the public at that time.
But those public, just to add to that, if I may, those public hours would be possible ticket sales for a function or activity or something like that.
Sue, can you identify yourself and?
Sue Early, 3831 James A. Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. We're going to a computerized ticket sales system, so people will be able to purchase tickets from their office or from their home.
That would be that would lessen traffic anyway,
yes,
by public again.
Yes.
Thank you.
No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Thank you, Mr. Burton.
I have one. I think it's the same question I asked before. That kind of alludes to Mike's deal with the parking. How many employees are we talking about during the hours of operation?
2.5.
That'd be interesting. Three.
That's interesting.
Two full time and one.
Right.
Two full time and one part time.
Two full time, one part time.
So where we do it in grant applications, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay, so the I guess the parking would not look like a commercial building if there were three cars parked there, or 2.5, I guess. Would it?
Yeah, we can just explain that.
Thank you.
This is a diagram of our current driveway. As I explained to you last time, it was really an odd shape. So we're having a contractor come in and even it out. So where you see the slashed marks,
Yeah. That
will be additional pavement to make that one rectangle. And we will be able to accommodate 14 cars.
So park nose to end to end and nose to nose, yeah.
It will be four rows.
There hasn't been that need for parking for that many parking spaces from the normal operation.
Like there's going to be if you're going to computerize ticket sales and you have a meeting, you might have a few cars there. But
you're just going to square this up right here, so it'll just look like the driveway running along the property line.
Yes.
Great. Okay. No further questions.
Thank you, Mr. Gordon.
No questions,
Mr. Smith.
Just one question. The definition of the private club is just for the purposes of the Sussex County zoning ordinance, correct?
Well, it was for purposes of qualifying as a conditional use application.
Right. That definition, it comes out of the zoning code. It's that definition, right, of private club, which then pulls into whether it's a possible conditional use or not. Some people might think of as a private club doesn't necessarily mean what this definition does, the zoning definition.
And I had submitted at the prior hearing that this was a IRS-recognized nonprofit corporation.
Thank you. That's all. All right, sir. Mr. Lank?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions. Thanks.
Go ahead.
Under your conditions of approval that you submitted, number one, you're talking about administrative office or... So that's not both. You're not likely to have tenants upstairs and the office downstairs. You're asking for one or the other.
Right. That was purely that if the Rehoboth Film Society ceased to use the building, it could revert back to use as a single-family residence.
And not as an office building for somebody else.
Right.
So out of protection for the neighborhood. Okay.
Further up on it, this would be the club for the Film Society only. If they move to another unit, this then gets disbanded?
Yeah, the condition I submitted is the property would be used exclusively as the administrative office of the Rehoboth Beach Film Society. And that's what we're submitting as a condition.
Or as a single family home. So it's severely restricted just to that one.
So place. If the Film Society ceased to use it, the only use permitted would be single family residence, which is the current use.
Couldn't be have another club.
Not without coming back to the Planning Commission.
All right, good. Everybody good? All right, sir. We thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1836 Rehoboth Beach Film Society? there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 16, number 1836?
Mr. Chairman, just because I don't think we did it last time, it's maybe a show of hands. I don't know if there's anybody here. But
well, I asked if there was anybody here who was interested. Nobody put their hand up, but maybe we'll get one or two if we ask the question.
There was a large crowd last time, and not many people spoke either, so I think it's worth the question.
Well, we'll certainly call for the questions. Is there any all those who are in favor of the application, are going to raise their hand? These guys are all going, sure, why not? Yeah. we don't care. It isn't anywhere near us. That's right. Okay.
I don't have to stand up and speak.
Council, I don't think the crowd showed up tonight.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I think we're gonna dispense with the count off, and we're just going to close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.